It was this young man.
There was no covering up his misdeed.
Did you know it was the wrong thing to do?
No.
You didn't?
But after being blamed for bad parenting,
you didn't evidently teach your son well enough that he wasn't supposed to do what he did.
Are mom and dad blaming the accuser?
She told him that he was a criminal and that he was in big trouble.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. City contractor James Brenneman is suing Heidi and Gregory Poston for vandalism to a cement sidewalk caused by their 8-year-old son, Reese.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 64 on the calendar in the matter of Brenneman versus Poston.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Brenneman, you have a contracting company that does concrete work. You did some concrete work for the city. You dug up part of a street and re-cemented it. And I assume, in your own way, protected the fresh cement. Well, it seems that after your people left, someone, probably children, came by and carved their names into the wet cement and then rode their whatever equipment they use, whether it's skateboards or razors, whatever they use, over the cement, and you had to do the job all over again. You claim that you subsequently discovered that it was this young man who participated in that, and you want his parents to be responsible.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Poston says you should have protected the fresh cement better, that's what kids do. Kids carve their names in wet cement. And that you should be able to, if you're in business, anticipate that and protect the property sufficiently so that it doesn't happen. And they have a counterclaim because they say that you sort of overreacted. Your overreaction was trying to have their son arrested and getting the police involved, which they think is not only an overreaction, but actionable by way of harassment. It isn't. He may not have a legitimate case, but he can certainly get the police involved with acts of vandalism. If he believes that an 8-year-old, and I assume the age of criminal responsibility is, I know in New York, as young as 7. So an 8-year-old can be involved in criminal proceeding. Somebody wants to make them involved in a criminal proceeding. But the fact that somebody pursues a criminal right does not mean that they're harassing you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Now let's get to you, Mr. Brenneman. Do you have pictures of this premises that you did?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at the pictures. Do you remember when this was done?
Yes.
And would you take a look and tell me if this is what the protected roadway looked like?
Your Honor, that was the way it looked the second time they did it.
How did it look the first time?
I have evidence here that I'd like to present to you.
I'd like to see it. Was this taken the second time you did it?
Yes.
Oh, well, that you didn't tell me.
I gave you all the pictures that I had.
No, no, no. During the period of time in question, which was when allegedly this young man and or someone else went over the fresh cement, this is not from that period of time.
No.
Do you have pictures from that period of
time?
All
of the larger pictures are from that time.
The larger pictures merely show the name Reese on it, but not how you protected it.
Okay.
So the answer is you don't have pictures of how you protected it the first time.
No, I don't.
Okay. And when did you take these pictures?
Those pictures were taken by the city inspector the morning after it was poured.
I see. Well, I'm going to show you these pictures were taken by the city inspector.
Yes.
And this does not show the property protected in the same way as it was the second time.
No, it doesn't.
Well, is it because the first time you did it, you didn't protect the property the same way?
We didn't protect it the same way the first time.
Well, that was your mistake. This would have told everybody, don't go there. This doesn't do the same thing.
Actually, we run into a problem all the time where when we put caution tape up, people insist on writing their name in the fresh concrete. And so we typically avoid caution tape whenever possible to help avoid people thinking that there's fresh concrete there.
Okay, so you don't put the tape up, Mr. Brenneman, because you want to fool people who would otherwise vandalize your property, so you want them not to really know that there's fresh concrete, and maybe they'll pass it by, so you left it unattended, and an 8-year-old who isn't smart enough to be that cunning. He just looks at it and says, this looks different from the rest of the street. I wonder what'll happen if I take my nail or a stick or write in it. And that's what happens. What do you want from the parents? You didn't protect it properly.
Well, it sounds funny, but it's actually a real problem.
I know it's a problem.
If we put caution tape up, everybody comes and everybody writes their name in it. They see fresh concrete and they do that. There were barricades, there were cones. Cars could not go down the street.
No. It was blocked off. Talking about just this.
Right.
This little boy wasn't on the street. He was just on your concrete.
Right.
And the only thing that looks as if it was here was one cone on the sidewalk.
Okay. Well, first off, that's the next day. We had already worked there that morning when the inspector took those pictures. There were a couple of cones at each side preventing people from walking across. And if people would have walked across, it wasn't completely wet concrete. It wasn't where people sink in. It was hard enough that footsteps wouldn't have scarred it. A stick could, and it could the following day. At any point that somebody wants to walk up with a sharp object and carve in the wet concrete, it's vulnerable for up to 2 days. And the Razor scooters, they have such sharp wheels that they leave lines. But the intersection could have been walked across. It was hard enough when we left that it could have been walked across. There's no footprints
in there. What do you want an 8-year-old to know? You're not even asking an 8-year-old to know that. You're asking his parents to be responsible for this when you made a choice. And I'm sympathetic with you, sir. I mean, you do have choices. When you put up a construction piece like this, you can leave someone there to monitor it until the concrete is dry.
Okay.
If that's a problem for you, if that's what people do, hire somebody and pay them $10 an hour or $15 an hour to stand there and watch it the second day, because you're working on it the first day.
Okay.
So then you have the second day. Then get somebody to watch it for the second day. But if you don't want to put up tape because you don't want to attract people to that area, so if you're leaving it vulnerable, you're leaving it vulnerable to children.
Okay.
I mean, they're not responsible
and
for this.
And the kids can't get underneath the caution tape?
They
can't reach underneath there?
Yes, they can. And you would have had a stronger argument if a child went under the tape. But they didn't because there was no tape.
Okay.
But the second time, the city told you to put up tape.
Yes, they did.
Well, then they're sending a message to you. And it's a message that in order to protect this so that you don't have to do it again and again, either get a guard to sit outside and watch it. Because if somebody injures themselves, actually, because you haven't protected it properly, you would be responsible.
Okay.
Now, were you alone on your Razor scooter?
No.
How many other kids were with you?
One.
And who wrote your name Reese in it?
Me.
Why did you do that?
Because I see lots of other names in wet cement.
Were there other names in there?
No.
Just your name, but you saw other names in other cement?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know it was the wrong thing to do?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Thought it was okay to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here to tell you it's not. Did your parents tell you it was not okay to do that?
No.
Afterwards, did they tell you it wasn't okay?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So you won't do that again, will you?
No.
Because Mr. Brenneman works very hard. Now he had to do this job all over again because of you and your friend. Okay? So you won't do that again, right? Okay. Now you want to give me 30 seconds or less on your counterclaim?
Yes. We're counterclaiming for emotional distress of Reese because of the fact of how the Brennemans decided to interrogate our child and to deal with other children in the neighborhood.
I don't care how he deals with other children in the neighborhood. That's not for me. What did he do with Reese?
The sister came to our door while my wife and I were not home. My two kids were home. Reese answered the door, as he should not have, but he did, and told her that his parents were not home. And even after that fact, she put her foot inside the door and prevented him from closing the door and interrogated him about what he had done.
Interrogated him with regard to what did she say to him?
She asked him if he had ridden his scooter across and had written his name in it.
Of course, and he said yes.
Yes, he said yes.
Yes, and?
And then she told him that he was a criminal and that he was in big trouble.
Told him he was a criminal?
Yes.
Did you say that?
No, ma'am, I
did not. No way. No way. She may have said you were in big trouble, but there's no way. Listen, for every wrong, there is not necessarily a remedy. Mm-hmm. In this case, there's no remedy. He had to do an entire job all over again. That's not a pleasant thing. One of the reasons he had to do that is because you didn't evidently teach your son well enough that he wasn't supposed to do what he did. Now, he's 8 years old. He seems like a rather intelligent child. And maybe you didn't have the opportunity to say to him, if you see fresh cement, somebody has worked on that. You're not supposed to deface other people's property. I assume you wanted to do that, but you just didn't have the chance.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now you have the chance.
We do.
Mr. Brenneman's not paying you any money. He already had to do a job twice and only get paid for it once. Next time, protect it better or have somebody stay there.
Okay.
Cost you less money.
Well.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Please excuse, you may step out.
He was very honest with me. He said he and his friend did it.
I was extremely upset.
He's like, I gotta be honest with you. I did it too.
You know, to have my child interrogated in my own home.
I didn't put my foot in the door, try to block anything.
To have my wife find him, you know, huddled in a ball crying when she got home.
I don't think he's a criminal. I think he's a good kid. He's cute.
Not a very good experience at all.
But it was vandalism.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Reed versus Clark. Step forward.
Kenny Reed is suing his mother, Roxanne Clark, for stealing his car. Kenny claims it was retaliation for a fight she had with his girlfriend.
Miss Clark, I'm going to start with you. This is your son.
Yes.
And at some point, your son needed a car. He had some money that he had to put down as a down payment. But the car was put in your name.
Yes.
Why?
Because he didn't have no credit or job.
But was he supposed to make the payments on the car?
Yes.
So far, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay. The car was purchased when?
February 23rd, I believe.
Of 2012?
2011.
And what did you put down as a down payment, Mr. Reed?
$4,500.
Do you have proof of that?
Yes, I have the receipts.
Was it a lease or a sale?
Sale.
Cash price of the car was $11,900, and there's a $4,500 cash payment that he made. Now, your problem with your mom is that she took the car back at some point. She got angry with you, you had a falling out, and you want the down payment back on the car.
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That wasn't the reason why she took the car.
Why did
she take the car? Because she didn't like my girlfriend. And the day she took the car, she assaulted my girlfriend. They got into a physical altercation.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kenny Reed says his mother, Roxanne Clark, lied to police and illegally repossessed a vehicle that belonged to him.
When did you have the falling out? On what day?
The end of July. Beginning of August of 2011.
And is that when she took the car back?
Yes.
Well, where have you been this last year?
Home.
Well, why haven't you taken issue with mother before?
Because she kept telling me that she was going to pay me my money and that she didn't have it at the time. And when she got it, she would pay me.
Where is the car now?
In her possession.
You have the car?
Yeah, it's in my yard.
Well, you have to pay him the down payment. Why did you take the car back? Did he not make the payments?
No, had not.
He made the payments?
Yes.
Well, that was your agreement.
But, Judge, can I say something
sure.
to that? What happened is I found out from my daughter, just sitting over there, I found out from her that Aisha, the mother of Kenny's kids, was excluded not to drive our vehicles. And I asked
him... Just a second. What do you mean she was excluded?
Well, I told him to get some insurance on her to drive the car. If not, I'm going to keep it. He said, I'm not going to keep the effing car. He's going to take it. So I picked up the phone and dialed the police and explained to him what was going on.
Why didn't you get insurance for your girlfriend for the car?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
When?
Later down the line, after she took
the car. What do you mean later?
After she already took the car.
Well, after she took the car, it was too late. Why didn't you get it before?
But that wasn't the reason why she took the car.
Why did she take
the car? Because she didn't like my girlfriend. And her and my girlfriend got into a fight. The day she took the car, she assaulted my girlfriend. So they got into a physical altercation, and that was the reason why she took the car.
You have the car now?
Yes, I do have the car.
Just who drives it?
Nobody. I have my own cars, Your Honor.
Well, you've had the car since August of last year.
And it's been sitting in my yard,
so
Your Honor.
So why don't you sell it? It's an expensive car.
I thought he was going to go get the insurance on the car and come back and get the car, Your Honor, but he didn't. I have proof that he went and dropped the insurance on the car.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Don't speak.
Your Honor, I have
paperwork. Don't speak. Listen to me. Do you want the car?
No.
Well, your mother says all you have to do is show her proof of insurance, and now you say you have it, that you're... girlfriend is on your insurance. Your girlfriend is
No, she's not on my insurance. She has her own insurance under her.
Fine. Great. All you have to do is show that to your mother so that when this car is driven, and if you let your girlfriend drive the car, then your mother is not liable for any accident she has, and go and get your car. Your mother says it's sitting in the yard, and it's been sitting there since, put your hand down, and it's been sitting there since last April. You have two choices. Listen to me, sir. Your mother says she has her own car, is that right?
Yes, I do
and
have my own
this?
Cars, my husband.
You have a car?
Yes.
Great. So they have no need for your car. The only problem is, put your hand down. The only problem is, she's been making the payments on the car.
Your Honor. Can I say something? She's been driving the vehicle.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me, sir. Pay careful attention to me.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She tries to control people.
You have two choices. She doesn't want this car. She wants
does.
Proof.
I have
listen
voicemails
to me.
Of her.
Your Honor.
Listen to me, sir. Be very careful about this.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kenny Reed is suing his mother, Roxanne Clark, for stealing his car. Kenny claims it was retaliation for a fight she had with his girlfriend.
Now, you have two choices. Either show your mother proof of insurance and go and get your car and start making the payments, or I'm dismissing your case. Those are your choices. Your choice is not that your mother's going to pay you $4,500. She's willing to give you the car. She doesn't need your car. So that's your choice. Do you want to go get your car and show your mother proof of insurance, or do you want me to dismiss your case? Those are your choices.
The car's in her
can
name.
I say something?
The car's in her name.
She tries to control people.
You have two choices.
Your Honor.
Your choices are follows.
I already bought another car, Your Honor.
What? That sell it. She doesn't want this car.
She does.
She wants
she does.
Proof.
She, I have
listen
voicemails
to me.
Of her.
She just told me.
Your Honor.
Listen to me, sir. Be very careful about this. There is no $4,500. It's gone as soon as you leave a dealership. The down payment that you put on a car is evaporated in depreciation. So these are your choices. Either your mother says that the car is yours. All you have to do is show a proof of insurance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Or I dismiss your case. What is your pleasure?
Can I say something?
You still already said it.
Okay.
I've already given
she
you your choices.
She agreed to pay me my $4,500
she's
back.
She's not paying you your $4,500. It's not happening.
Well, I don't want the car because I already purchased another car.
Your Honor.
She's not going
so
to get
all
it
that,
to
then, listen to me. All you have to do is go and get the car. She doesn't want it. She'll sign it over to you as soon as you make the balance of the payments on the car. Then you can sell the car and whatever equity, put your hand down, and whatever equity you have left in it, you see, whatever money you have left, then it's your money. But you drove the car. As soon as you drive the car, sir, that equity that you put into it, that $4,500, it's depreciated. I don't know how much it is. The only one who'll know how much it is you if you sell it. And if you want to do that, I'll be more than happy to make that as an order. Your mother says the car is sitting in the yard. If she was lying to me, that's her problem because the marshal is going to go and get it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you could get it, finish making the payments, sell it, and if you have $4,500, $5,500, $6,500, it's your money. Why would you not want to do that?
Because the car is still in her name.
She's going to put it in your name as soon as you pay for it.
Okay, well, I'll take the card in.
Great. Good. We'll prepare the order. Thank you very much.
Can I speak on that?
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Did they tell you why they weren't letting you into the club?
I had no idea. Because they seen she was intoxicated.
Then the photo finish.
She grabbed my camera by the strap and she started banging it against the dashboard.
Judge Judy.
Because my son's been in a lot of trouble.
I don't know what she's talking about.
So I got him out of his low rider.
She kept coming around all type of voicemails, leaving me, talking mess.
And put him in the car, and it wasn't appreciated.
You know, and I just got tired of it.
They'd stay away from me and leave me alone.
I hope things just get better, you know.
I'm gonna go back to San Diego and go have restraining orders.
As time goes on.
Placed on both of my kids.